Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Well, it must be Sunday night. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather, and we're still waiting for Joe Frazier. Joe, come on in, my friend. This is a last-minute show, and we've seen a lot of activity at the Pitbull Advocate Facebook page. We've been getting a lot of action there. We wanted to get some of y'all talking. What the hell is... Okay. What is going on here? This is not the way to start a show. Hey, Diane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you have anything playing on your end?
No.
Whoa. That's... I have no idea where that. Yeah, and you heard that. I'm not advocates.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, you know, okay, it's not just me. I'm like looking around my what did I push? I don't know what I pushed. But you know, if that kind of stuff didn't happen on a weekly basis, probably be a little bit, you know, it'd be a little boring around here. That it adds a little spice to the thing. And are you in the studio now? Real quick, let me introduce to you all. This is a new chapter in the realm of the Pitbull Advocate. Diane Lynn, how do you say your last name? Ekman?
Elko.
Elko. Sorry, I've got everything shut down here. Diane Lynn Elko is please welcome to the airwaves, to the bandwidth. If you know, our newest member to the team here at the Pitbull Advocate. So welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
Dosha approved. Now, are you in the studio right now, Diane? Do you have the studio page up there in front of you yet?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome. Okay, so you're looking at the same thing that I'm looking at here. You got all their numbers to the left and little sliders and buttons off to the right.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio. Don't let it intimidate you. I get pre-show jitters, which is usually why I've got a beer or a coffee or something here with me to keep me occupied. So,
right.
Now, the idea of the show is to get y'all to call in and ask us the questions as far as to why we do things the way we do here at the Pitbull Advocate, why we're doing it, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing, and just kind of get to know us a little bit, and you know, why we do what we do here.
How long have you been doing this?
The radio show?
Yeah.
The show off and on, and you know, we took quite a hiatus here for a while. It had been actually a number of years before we'd actually really been consistent in the shows. Probably about 4 years total, I think, with the show.
Oh.
So, This is a call-in, so you know, give us a call, join the conversation. We've got some open lines here. If you look up there to the right, Diane, you'll see our guest call-in number, 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. Yes. It's different than a number that we had before. Normally, I knew that by heart. Now I've got to look at it and make sure we're giving out the right number there. So anybody got any questions or comments or show ideas, give us a call. And we're still waiting on Joe. Where you at, Joe?
I hope everything's okay. I know he's busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, as we know. He's with Love and Pit Rescue up in Oregon. He's got a lot going on up there lately, and was kind of wondering what's been going on there in the past week with him. We just talked earlier today, so he could be, you know, I think everybody's been having trouble with the internet tonight. You've been saying it was pretty. It's pretty hot out there, and you're in.
It's running slow. I've had to reboot it. I don't know.
Yeah. So it seems like we're doing pretty good right now. As long as I don't touch anything, then things usually go well. Except for that, I want to find out what that was ahead of time. That really was that was an interesting one. So. Anyway,
the music, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say if it weren't for the technical difficulties, you know, we wouldn't, you know, we have a little bit of fun with that from time to time. So it's good to be back on the air, and we're, you know, really appreciate the promotion you've been giving us. We've got a lot of action at the Facebook page, the Pitbull Advocate page out there. We really appreciate that, and hopefully get people more involved with the page and people more involved with the show. As you know, we're trying to find a way to justify going up to at least an hour show, which gives us more opportunities to bring in guests and extend our interview hours or roundtable hours. I don't like to do the traditional interview kind of thing, really. I like turning it into kind of a conversation. And, you know, there are questions, you know, of course, but I try not to make it. I end up getting a little stiff. We like to keep it free. And there is no censors, so don't worry about that. You know.
Yeah, that's what you said before. I'm like, that's a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the internet. We have an adult audience. I don't put the adult rating on it because really it's not worth that. And that actually kind of cuts back our listenership. So if we drop it, we drop it. I'm not worried about it. So, hey, if you're listening, 929-477-2860, if my numerical dyslexia doesn't get the best of me tonight. The show's been going for about... You know, we off and on about 4 years. We're really, you know, hoping to bring it back. We want to get the listenership back and stuff like that, because we had a pretty good following for a while. And unfortunately, I just kept dropping the ball on it for so long.
Yeah.
And it just took, it took my wife actually to finally just go, you know what? Do the show. You know, I'm going, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually how I met my wife, through this show.
Oh, really?
There's something for you, advocates. I had been asked previous why I don't use my real name. People know my real name now is Patrick. But on the show, I usually go by the Dog Father, because the reason I started doing that was because it wasn't about me. I didn't want to, you know, you don't need to know what my name is.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what I look like. And we did the show primarily just, I've got a face for radio, so it's probably better that I do this way than the other way. So, but it wasn't about me. And there really weren't any pictures where, you know, you could, you know, visibly see who I was. But you always saw my dogs. And I had mistakenly one time, it's how I met my wife, mistakenly one time had posted under Patrick, my real name, and I signed, but I signed as Dogfather, and that's when she figured out who I was. So, and the rest is history. She's been part of the show here, you know, since then. She doesn't get on the air. She doesn't really get on the air much, but she will monitor the chat room when she's here and do that. So, you know, if it weren't for her, you know, we probably really wouldn't have. Maybe I wouldn't have kept doing the show. I don't know, but
right.
But that's how that happened right there. It's all about the dogs. It's all about you, Diane, the work that you do. You've got a lot of stuff going on. You're like the social media dynamo out there, you know, with everything that you're doing.
Yeah. I
hey,
have
Joe,
74
where are you
groups.
At?
Not all of them are. Oh, he's on.
Is he? Well, I was out there calling for him. And I haven't seen him yet. I hope everything's. Yeah, you'll see the numbers pop up there on the left of your studio, and I believe he's a 503 phone number. So really hoping you call in, Joe. 18 minutes left on the clock. 929-477-2860, and give us a call. Don't make us do this on our own. Because you don't want to hear me talk all night. That's why we hired Diane. That's why we got Diane here, so I don't have to talk all the time.
Well, I was on another website, and I was on it for quite a few years. I got to the point where I wasn't too crazy about it. I thought, I got to expand. Like, if you had a group... If you had 200 members, you were doing good. And I thought, I can do better than this, you know. And so I took my We Love Pit Bulls from that site, put it on Facebook in 2010, and it just took off.
Yeah.
And
that's
I would have never set it to secret group, because now it's my numbers would be through the roof if I hadn't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. It looks like Joe has made it in. Joe,
doing good.
Welcome to the show. Everything's going okay, my friend?
Yeah, I just got running a little late. I'm bringing dogs in for the night.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Joe.
Advocates, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue. Hey, Diane, I'm going to show you again. If you look over there to the left, you'll see the 715 number. Now, this is going to be your. I'm going to give this one to you. I want you to click on that microphone when it lights up. I want you to bring the 715 onto the air. So, advocates, this is training night. Please bear with us, Joe. I got a story about the intro to this show tonight. It's going to, you know, go to the playback. You'll see it. But anyway, Diane, why don't you go ahead and take that 715 phone call for us. And then the microphone is yours. The show is yours right now. So are you ready?
Oh, boy. Okay. Tell me where
go.
I click on that.
Saw you. See that red microphone?
Uh-huh. 707.
Click right on that.
Got it.
No,
that's
no.
707.
Okay. 715.
Too many numbers up there for me. I can't count that
right?
high.
Right, you get used to it. Oh, you just wait. It's going to get bigger. Why don't you go ahead and take that call if you would.
Okay, do I click the red, the blue, or the green?
Click the red.
Red.
All right. It says we have 3 callers.
Uh-huh. Tell you what, hang on 1 second
okay.
here.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, 715, thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for holding on. You're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mellon, Wisconsin, and my name's Michael. I'm friends with Diane.
Michael, how you doing?
I'm
okay,
doing good.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just about the subject that she talked about, the Pitbull's advocate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm kind of first time doing this too.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You got a question?
Welcome to the club. He threw me to the lions too.
Yeah, big time. All right.
Michael is a big time pit bull advocate.
All right. I tell you what. How old are you, Michael?
I'm 22.
Okay, and I'm gonna interview you. How about that? I'm just gonna bring you the phone. I'm gonna make it real easy for you. And you're a pit bull owner?
My mom is, and I've been around pit bulls for a few years. So, they've actually helped me with depression and anxiety. They're like good for
Is it like a service dog for you?
Both my mom's service dogs, but they love me to death, and whenever I whenever I see them, They start barking at me and saying, "How dare you leave me?"
Oh yeah. Do you have any plans on getting a dog of your own, or you know, as far as you know, a dog that helps you? But it seems that your mother's dogs are really the ones that are really helping you out here more with. Yeah. I mean, do you live at your mother's house, or do you live at your own place?
I live at my own place right now, but my landlord doesn't really like the breed. So
okay.
We have one of those.
I'm trying to move to a different town up. And here in Wisconsin, so I can actually get a pit.
When did you? How long have you been? How long your mother's had the pit bulls for? A couple of years. When did you first find out that you're getting that that emotional support out of these dogs? Was that something immediate, or did you finally realize one day, going, "Hey, these dogs really make me feel a whole lot better"?
The minute I saw them, I was like, this is going to work out, because me, pit bulls, and me, we, like, click. They're, like, one of the two top breeds that I click with.
Mm-hmm. What is the other one?
The other one is on the opposite of the spectrum. It's a Chihuahua. Pitbulls and Chihuahuas.
Okay, I met some very, very fine Chihuahuas. So there's nothing wrong with that. So, we're going to have a guy, Michael, Diane, you know him too, Dean. And Dean specifically trains pit bulls as service dogs. So we're trying to get him on the show for next Wednesday. So if you stay in touch with our Facebook page, the Pit Bull Advocate page there, we'll get him on. And he's going to, you know, hopefully provide us with a whole lot of information as far as, you know, his methods and, you know, maybe even you know, possibly hook you guys up, and maybe when you are ready to adopt, you might find that perfect dog through Dean. So definitely keep in touch with us here.
I will.
And then I've had three bully service dogs myself, so I can even give a little bit of insiders on what you're looking for a bully dog that has, you know, what it takes to be a service dog at that rate.
Yeah. And Joe's got some very, very, very fine dogs and that they're going through his organization. I'm sorry, Joe, I didn't want to throw you out of that picture. So a lot of
no, that's okay.
You know,
the other one does it on a professional level, and we haven't wanted to step into that legality. So by all means, you know, that's something he needs. I'm just saying I can give some tips on, you know, as far as what you're looking for as a service dog too, the intelligence loops, you know, what little keys give away, what dogs are going to do good and what aren't as a service dog also.
Yeah. I'm probably going to want to start
my pit bull is my service dog.
Right on.
What is, can I ask what his, I know. See, here's the tricky part. You know, I'm asking you a question, but if I asked you this in public, I would probably get chastised. But could I ask you what the service that he provides for you, or am I going across the line here?
No. She just calms me down. She knows what I'm gonna have. If I'm gonna have an anxiety attack, she knows before I do that it's going to come on, and she comes over. She'll lay by my feet. She'll try to comfort me. Little things like that. I haven't taken her out yet. I live in a very small town, and I don't think it would go over well.
Yeah.
Same here.
Well, again, this is a call-in show. 929-477-2860 is our call-in number. Just over 7 minutes left on the clock. Michael, really appreciate you calling in. If you want to just kind of hang out, we're you know, here tonight and joining the conversation, I just go ahead and leave you on the line if you're okay with that.
That's okay. I actually have
Hey, if anything. Go ahead.
A little thing that I wrote. It's for pit bulls and what I think about them. Is it okay if I read that?
Absolutely. Please do. Love to hear it. What do you think, guys?
Sure.
All right, Michael, go for it. The microphone is yours.
So far, what I have, it's pit bulls are courageous dogs. They support their owners through thick and thin. My mom owns two pits. I call them my first siblings. I am happy and more myself when I have been around my mom's dogs. The pit bulls bring light to my darkness. They also help me cope with stress and my depression. I talk to them more than I talk to my own family. I believe that pits are meant to be welcomed and not banned. They believe in the family support system as much as I do. Pit bulls have been a big part of my life. They have shown me to stay strong and be supportive of others. And what pit bulls mean to me is that they bring happiness to so many families. It's very grateful that they do. And then also, I believe everyone, including pit bulls, need to be heard. And a lot of them have been forgotten, but they shouldn't be forgotten. They should be given Colt, and yeah, that's what I got so far.
Thank
you.
Guys, thank you. That is
they,
thank you,
they,
Michael,
they
for sharing
do
that.
Too. Yes.
They really do. Wow, that's awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing. Hey, we've got a this is how it works, Advocates, and Diane, I don't know if you're aware of this. This is a 30-minute show, and we're still striving to get that one-hour slot. Whoa! I have got 45 pounds of little guy that just jumped up behind me in my seat here. Yeah. So, Advocates, meet Lalo. How you doing, buddy?
No.
All right. but here's how it works. After the 30-minute mark, we somehow, Blog Talk has, it gives us upwards of a 15-minute grace period, and we'd like to take at least 10 of that so we don't get shut off. And so, Diane, with that said, 929-477-2860. Diane, I'm going to give you the chance to move that little icon or your little, whatever you call that thing, and press that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the very bottom, you'll see a 971. I'm going to have you take a call here on the Pitbull Advocate.
Okay. Oh.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
I'm watching.
All right.
You click on that little red microphone icon, and when it lights up, 971.
Yeah. I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Hello, 971.
Hello.
Here. Hello.
Hi. This is Tambria.
Hi.
I'm Joe's wife.
Hey,
oh,
Tambria.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. I just basically wanted to call in and let you know that I'm really glad you guys are back on the air, and I'm hoping I can be more productive associate with you guys.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
Looking forward to it. We're gonna have you and the dog mother running some stuff here when she's around. But yeah, I hear, you know, we give you a shout out there there's sometimes during the shows we just say, hey, how's it going? But yeah, we got to get you on the microphone here from time to time, too. So
okay.
You got to get you all ready for that there. I say we got 2 minutes left on the clock, and we're going to ride it out for as long as we possibly can here.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys
Michael
go
is,
so she can, you can take some other calls.
All right. And why don't you give our call-out number? Keep listening in, Tambria. Looking forward to having you on the show, and thank you so much for calling it in.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
And, yeah, it's good to be back. It really is good to be back. Ignore that 90 seconds. And so, Joe, it sounds like somebody's pretty happy back there at your place. What's going on?
Cricket's playing with her ball again.
Hey, Cricket, that's a good girl. You know, I love hearing what goes on in the background at your place, because it's got to be heaven when you got that many dogs around, because I know how it is. And Michael, I think you really you're really onto something there, because when I first adopted my girl Beanie, I was just kind of. It was like unexpected. I wasn't looking for a dog. And to be quite honest, I wasn't looking for a pit bull. I really didn't have much experience with them. And this little girl comes along and just took my heart. And so I can totally relate to what you feel when you wrote that out. And thanks again for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And I'd like to hear anything else that you write. Feel free to put it on our Facebook page, or give us a call and recite it, because I really like to hear that. And I know, guys, you're hearing that 10 seconds. We're going to ignore that right now, but I don't think I would have had the same response to any other breeder type of dog. This little girl was, you know, kind of neglected, and I was kind of, you know, I wasn't antisocial, but I really didn't go out a lot. And see, that's a really good thing there. My phone is making noises here, and I'm trying to do something with it. I'm going, why am I beeping down here? But anyway, you don't need to hear that. But anyway, I could just relate because the bond that we formed. And Michael, I know you're going to find the dog that just really allows you to open up and be yourself. So keep us posted on that and how that goes with you and your move. Okay?
I will. And when I was reading that, I was kind of getting full of it, nervous.
That's, you know, that's totally understandable. I get nervous before the show every night we do this, Michael. So if it helps you out, if it helps you feel more comfortable with, you know, this sort of thing, we'd love to have you back from time to time. Just come in, you know, if you got something that you've written, just, you know, be a part of the show, okay? Really like to have you back because I like what you got going on there, Michael. So, okay. Hey,
I know
Joe,
we're getting down there on the time, but let me throw that number out, 929-477-2860.
Give us a call. Don't leave it up to us. Hey, Joe,
yeah.
Speaking of Love of Pit Rescue and numbers, just real briefly, you've had a couple of your dogs that have been recently adopted, yeah?
We had Aspen, her adoption went through. I mean, she's been in her home for the last couple of weeks on a foster to adopt, and she just finally got past the stress point and just really hit it off, and we're laying around, no problems or anything, so we made it official this weekend. She's now at her new home.
And congratulations on that. We hope to hear updates on them too. Do you get updates from often from your the folks that adopt from you?
Pretty often on a lot of them. Considering she's a vet tech where we spay and neuter our dogs at, I'm sure we'll continue to get updates on her. So.
Awesome, good to hear. And how do people get in touch with you as far as wanting to know about? How to get in touch with you through Love of Pit. Email address, phone numbers?
So, of course, we have the Facebook page, which is Love of Pit Rescue and Love of Pit Rescue Group for people that don't like the community page feel. We have our website, which is loveofpitrescue.com. They can email us through loveofpitrescue@gmail.com, or they can call us at 503-334-6601.
All right. Sounds good. And again, advocates, please welcome Diane to the show. She's going to be working with us. We're going to be getting some ideas together as far as the direction of the show and working with us in the studio. And hopefully we get this chat room thing figured out because something up with my Flash player doesn't want to deal with the chat right now. So we're going to figure that out, too. If you want to find us on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/ The Pitbull Advocate. We've got the, you know, just go ahead there, like us, follow us, and feel free to drop your links to Adoptable Dogs if you run a rescue. If you're an advocacy group, please post your events. Another thing that we're going to be working into the show here is kind of a weekly update, kind of a news brief in the realm of, you know, what's going on in the world of BSL, the laws that are in place, the laws that are, you know, being overturned. It's kind of like we get one overturned and then somebody puts a ban. We get one overturned and somebody decides to put a ban. So these are the kind
yeah.
of things that we want to get out there. And, of course, share the positive things that are going on out there, too. We just get anybody, you know, as many people involved as we can in just keeping that page active and sharing your stuff, promoting your shows. And also, shout out to Debbie Dahmer, who runs Voices Carry for Animals.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to, you know, that you can find them on the Facebook. We also should have the links on the Facebook page there, too, but if we don't, we'll put them up. We also like to support the other online radio shows out there, as well as all the advocacy groups and all the rescue groups. Currently, right now, I like to say we're not all on the same page, but at least we're in the same book, and that's a really good start, advocates.
Definitely.
I have something else to say.
Yes, please go. Go ahead.
One day when I was going to Walmart in Ashland, I saw this homeless guy with his pit bull. So I went to the store and bought him some dog food.
Awesome. You really need that. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
We need more people like you, Michael.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that's a lot of love for someone that's homeless but refuses to give up their dog.
Right.
I know.
Yep.
You couldn't pull mine away from me.
Oh, no, not a chance.
To help me with things, like,
that was very nice of you to do,
okay.
Michael.
My mom was also there with me when I did it. So she, I've helped countless homeless people with dogs, too.
No.
Awesome.
I have
awesome, Michael.
A really big heart.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yeah, you do, my friend. Yes, you do. Hey, guys, we're gonna go ahead and wind this one down just so we don't lose we don't just get cut off in the middle of this. A slow start, I admit. It was I think we really got it rolling, Diane. I think you're getting your flow. I can feel it. I can feel it. You got it.
I'm trying, and I want this to work.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, for Wednesday's show, I think you're going to be ready, and I'm hoping we're going to get Dean in. Dean, if you're listening to this, give me a call. You got my digits. And give me a call or contact me on the Facebook. No, I have not. So I'm hoping to get him. I've already got the show pegged, so we just haven't put that out there yet. But we'll get it. I'll get in touch with him sooner if you can just, you know, put a bug in his ear and have him give me a call. And we'll get this thing going.
Yeah, I will. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Alrighty then.
I know he's a very busy guy, but he has.
Okay, everybody.
I believe he has space for 200 and something.
200 and something dogs?
Yeah, to train, but he doesn't train that
many.
He only does between 15 and 20 so that he can give them the one-on-one that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you guys hear that in the background? That means we're just going to wind this show down. Hey, Joe,
okay.
I'm really glad you made it. Always good. Diane, thanks for being part of the show. I appreciate it. It's good to have you here. Good to have you here, and good things happening. Michael, thanks again for calling in. Give us a call anytime. Stay tuned to our page, and advocates, we'll see you next week. Actually, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Mountain, and that'd be 11 Eastern Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Good night, advocates.
Thank you, Michael. Good night, everybody.
Hey, that's the show, Diane, Joe. Good night to both of you.
Good night.
Good night to you. Okay, thanks for having me.